Tasmania Today with John Fabris.
Here you are with all these medals and recognitions over an illustrious 30-year career in the military, and then you are a senior public servant in the Department of Defence. One has to, the burning question, simple question, why politics, Andrew?
I think it's a field of endeavour where you can really make a difference, John. I think I've got the sort of capabilities and the sort of skill set that you've described that I've gained over those 32 years, which will let me be an influential voice in support of the interest of this community. So I've put my hand up 2 years ahead of time. I think that's important so that the broader community in this electorate beyond our immediate circle of family and friends can get to know me. I think the electorate deserves that commitment, and I'll be working hard every day to hold the Labor Party accountable for the damage that they and the Greens are doing in Hobart and Canberra.
So something has really struck a chord with you. You've seen a path that Australia is treading down, and perhaps more microscopically, Tasmania's representation. This has obviously stirred you on to leave behind something that you would have been very comfortable with your career in the military, to take on something totally new and fresh like this.
Indeed, and I don't think it's just me who's been energised. I always thought as a very new politician that it would be hard to generate interest in people about political issues. That's certainly not the case. People are outraged at things like the carbon tax. The promises before the election are not the policies that are being delivered after the election. And it's been very easy to generate conversation and interest in the community about things that frankly keep them awake at night.
Cost of living pressures. Now, I know the simple reaction from the Liberal Party just at the moment, perhaps from Tony Abbott, would be to say, well, without a carbon tax, that takes a hell of a lot of the cost of living pressure off. But what are the other solutions? Let's just forget the carbon tax for the minute. What are the other solutions for the cost of living pressures? I don't know if we could have a politician with the answer there, could we?
Well, there's no single politician, but the best remedy for cost of living pressures is a different government, a different government in both Hobart and Canberra. I think the sort of things that were promised before the 2010 election, John, are the things that are important to Australians. You had both parties talking about jobs and education and health, and yet after the election on the Labor side, what you have is a carbon tax and a mining tax and a flood levy, policies that are keeping Mr. Wilkie and the rural independents happy, policies that frankly constitute the policies of the Greens. So what was promised before the election isn't what's being delivered after the election. People are feeling that cost of living pressure, and they look forward in time to the introduction of the carbon tax and the intrusiveness of the federal and state governments at the moment, and they see more of those cost of living pressures on the horizon.
Tasmania Today with John Fabris, 1300 883 557.